Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. Hey, this is our final episode in our journey through Paul's letter to the believers in Colossae. What a wonderful journey it has been. So glad for all of you who have joined me on this journey. And this episode today, like the others, has a very powerful truth for us. And I'm going to call it the necessity of nurturing our God-given gift and calling. And it's chapter 4, verse 17, and Paul makes this statement, and he's making it to the whole church. He says, "And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received to the Lord, that you fulfill it." Take heed. In other words, give attention, give priority to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it. Now, the NIV translation says it like this: "See to it that you complete the work you have received in the Lord." See to it. New King James says, "Take heed." See to it. Same idea. Give your attention to it. Make sure that you do this. Now, work in this passage is a translation of the Greek word diakonos, which means to serve or to carry out a service. The New King James Version translates the word as ministry. The NIV translates it as a work. So ministry, therefore, what this points out is ministry is not a show, it's not a performance, nor is it a position of status. It is a service that is rendered to the body of Christ. And notice that Archippus had received this ministry from the Lord. Even though he had received this ministry from the Lord, he had a responsibility to take heed or to see to it. Now, he had merely received what the Lord had given. In other words, the initiative for this ministry was from the Lord. But then Archippus had a responsibility of what was going to happen to this gift and to this ministry. But first of all, I want to emphasize this words, the ministry or the work which you have received from the Lord. In John 3:27, John the Baptist said, "A man can receive only what has been given him from heaven." Now, what this tells us is that it is dangerous to try and function in a ministry that has not been given you by God. I'll say that again. And this is based on what Paul said to Archippus, that he needed to take heed to fulfill the ministry that he had received from the Lord. And listen to, again, the words of John the Baptist: "A man," and that includes a woman, "can receive only what has been given him or her from heaven." So this means it is dangerous to try and function in a ministry that has not been given to you by God. I read of an incident, true story, back in the 1950s. A pastor attended a William Branham meeting, and God was using William Branham in a very remarkable manner at the time. And this pastor was so impressed, so overwhelmed, he went home. And he announced to his congregation and his wife that he was locking himself in his office, and he was not coming out, he said, until God gave him a ministry like Brother Branham. And he went on a fast. He fasted 14 days, 21 days, 40 days, nothing. No voice from heaven, nothing. He went on fasting, and eventually fasted 84 days and died. What is going on here? He's trying to have somebody else's ministry. He's not satisfied to nurture and to give attention to the ministry that he had received from the Lord. No, he was trying to function in somebody else's ministry. My friends, stay away from that. Recognize what God has given you. Receive the calling, the ministry, the gift God has given you, then take heed, see to it, nurture it, give attention to it. So know what God has given you. Once you know what gift or calling has been given, then receive it, nurture it, develop it, and be the best you can be in that calling. Paul begins this exhortation to Archippus with the word "see to it," or as the King James Version says, "take heed." In other words, the ministry that God has given us will not automatically happen by some mysterious plan of God apart from our cooperation with Him. We must take heed. We must give attention to that to which God has called us. We cannot allow the cares of this life to take us away from our responsibility in fulfilling that which God has called us to do. Oh, may we hear the words of Paul to Archippus today. If I'm talking to any ministers, any people with a call, a distinct and clear calling of God on your life, hear what Paul says to Archippus. Take heed. See to it. May God show all of us today any area of our lives where we need to see to it or take heed. And as we nurture, as we receive, and then nurture that God-given gift and calling, oh, we'll see God do amazing things in us and through us. Well, I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast, and I'm so glad that you have joined with me on this journey. I'm looking forward to next week when we will begin a whole new series. And I want to welcome you. If you have any desires of a book of the Bible that you would like to study, or a theme, a spiritual or biblical theme that you would like for us to study, you're welcome to let me know. You can let me know there in the comments on the podcast, or you can send me an email at eddiehyatt.com. DrEddieHyatt@gmail.com. Go to my website, eddiehyatt.com, and there you will see my email. You will also see links to articles, to a bookstore, to a blog, to videos, and I know it'll be a great blessing to you, and I look forward to seeing you next time for another Awakening Podcast.